USDA's Farm Service Agency and working with the Market Loan Assistance Program is trying to make sure that all of the registrations are ready to start receiving peanuts at various buying points across the country. There's over 130 in Georgia alone and almost 300 buying points nationwide. Each must be hooked up with an electronic system that will send information from the 1007 forms that the farmer as farmers deliver their peanuts to the Kansas City office. Matter of fact, a test transmission is required prior to September the 7th to make sure that they're sending valid records on this applicable crop. There are three categories this year that 1007s will include. That includes commercial, that's peanuts going into the commercial market. Reseeded, that means the peanuts have been reseeded and they are ready to be shelled. And unreseeded, which is just stored by the USDA and put in the loan for only $355. Right now, there are no active contracts across the board. Farmers signed contracts earlier, and it'll be later in the season when the shellers determine exactly how many peanuts have been harvested. Contracts will probably arrive again. But it is important to have accurate records so everyone in the peanut industry will know exactly how many peanuts are available. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.